The heathen rage, and they rage because the goal is in sight. And when you're in a battle, when you get to the part where you can actually see the objective, see what you have been placed out there to accomplish, that's when the battle gets most ferocious. The enemy has not lied down and has behaved in an extraordinary way. There's a lot of complaints about the behavior of what I consider to be the enemy of God's word. I don't complain about it. That's their job, frankly. I wish we had fought so hard when we were not in power. Maybe we wouldn't be in this predicament. I care little about what my enemy is doing. I care more about what I am doing. So I'm not going to take any more time talking. I'm just going to get to praying. Father, in Yeshua's name, I lift up, first of all, our people. We are coming under attack in this country, even as we are in Europe, even as we are in the land of our fathers. And I pray protection, Lord God, for the synagogues and the Jewish community centers that have had the threats, that have had the graffiti. And I pray, Lord God, even as you did here, when that man came and spray painted our building and ended up coming to know you and be baptized in the very place, I pray that that would happen in these places. That is, as these people come to fight against and to rage against those who walk in your paths, that, Lord God, your conviction, your Holy Spirit would settle down upon them and cause them to come to repentance and actually be led through the waters of the mikvah, be immersed, and rise up in the newness of life to walk with you in your paths of righteousness. I pray, Lord God, for our president, that he would not be distracted, that, Lord God, the agenda that you have given him, he would concentrate on that agenda. Amen. He would focus on that. And I thank you for Mike Pence. I thank you for that man whispering, perhaps even screaming, your word at these meetings. For praying with the people at the White House. For seeking your guidance, your revelation, your knowledge, your wisdom. It has been a long time, Lord God, since your name has been lifted up in that house. It is a small token, but I pray, Lord God, that you would honor it. It is a small thing. We are a far piece from anything remotely like righteous. It is a token. We lift up your name, Lord. Honor that. I pray that you would be and meet those people in that house, that your voice would be heard in that house, that the leaders of this nation would rally around your voice, Lord God, and walk in paths of righteousness, that they would continue to uphold and befriend the nation of Israel. And I pray for Bibi Netanyahu, Lord God, as he comes under attack right now. I pray, Lord God, that this man who has, he doesn't know your son yet, but he seeks your face. He too begins each day with prayer. He too takes his people that are under him and leads them and guides them in the word that you have given to Moshe. I pray that you open their eyes, Lord God, and reveal your Son in your Torah, in the Ketuvim, in every one of the writings, Lord God. May they hear the voice of Yeshua in the Nevi'im, the prophets. Oh God, I pray for an immense revelation of your presence in these two nations that began based on your word. May you lift them up, not for our sake, Lord God, but for the sake of your name. That light would be shed abroad, both from this nation and the nation of Israel. I pray against my enemies, Lord God. I do not pray for them. I pray that somehow you would do something with those who would fund, those who would seek anarchy, lawlessness. For we know the spirit. We know the spirit that fuels that. It is the man of lawlessness behind it. It is the spirit of Antichrist. I pray against that, Lord God, that there would be utter confusion within their ranks, that they would not be able to be effective, that they would just Lord God, they would be ineffective. I pray for the body of Messiah, Father, that you would convict us of our weakness, of our foolishness, of our petulance, that we would no longer use the word of God to hack at the bonds, the ties that bind us together, the body and the blood of our precious Messiah, Yeshua. But that, Lord God, we would use that sword to strike out at the enemy, not those who are on our side. That you would bring unity to your body, Lord God. That, Lord, that the communion we took tonight would bind us together inextricably. That we would fall in love with one another. That we would draw power from that love, Lord God, and our desire to behold your face. And for the burden that you've given me this week for Africa, I pray, Lord God, that in Northern Africa, where your name has been exalted and so many from Islam have come to proclaim Yeshua, who Adon, Jesus, he is Lord. I pray, Lord God, that that multiply over and over and over again, Lord. That you would send a flood of holy water over that dry and parched land. That it would moisten the soul, the souls and the soil. The tree of righteousness would rise and grow up. And I pray especially for my friends in South Africa. I pray against the anarchy, the murders, the rapes that have taken place there. And I pray, Lord God, that the body of Messiah there would rise up in prayer and cast off that darkness. Anoint your people in these days, Lord, that we might stand strong. And when we open our mouths, you would fill our mouths, Lord God, with your word. And your word would draw all men unto you. In Yeshua's precious and holy name, amen. I can't encourage you enough. We have to be in prayer every single day. There is no day that we can not pray. There is no day that we cannot seek the Lord. These days are filled with confusion, delusion, and without the light In his light we shall see light. That's what the psalmist said. In his light we see light. And without his light, we are deluded, just like the world. Seek his face every day. He will give you what to pray about. Stu, would you come up and lead us as well?
Shabbat shalom, everybody. How are you? First of all, Rabbi Bird, thank you for your burden to bring us together and pray as the body of Messiah around the Denver area. I love these times. And I think it was the last time that we were together for this, and I shared and I read out of Psalm chapter 2 and how the nations are just raging against God, and he laughs at them. But then in his anger, he speaks to them, and I really believe that we're the ones that need to speak to those who are raging against God. We're the people that are called to do that. And I don't want to be doing that unless I've first been in that place of prayer. Otherwise, it's just me and my flesh yelling and screaming. I can do that pretty well, but it doesn't really bring a whole lot of fruit. And I love these times, too, because how many of you have gone to seminars about prayer, teachings about prayer, and then you never get into praying? I want this time to be a time where we as a body are joining together and praying. We're speaking into the heavenlies. Amen? You know, as we're getting into the season of Purim, coming up in just next week, I just feel led to read a couple of scriptures, and then I want us to pray, and I want to ask the Lord what to pray about tonight. And I really, because I just came back from Israel a few days ago, Israel is on my heart. I want us to join together for the land and for the people there. But I just want to read these scriptures in Esther chapter 4. And Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not imagine that you in the king's palace can escape any more than all the Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?" Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go assemble all the Jews who are found in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maidens also will fast in the same way. And thus I will go to the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." There's a picture of Mordecai here who's standing at the gates. He sees what's going on, and he brings it to the maiden, to Esther. Esther's in a place of royalty, able to go before the king. And we're entering into that season, and in a few days, I know that several are calling around the nation for an Esther fast, beginning March 8th and going through the evening of March 11th. And I just really want to encourage you, go to the Lord and ask him if you're to take part in that, of fasting and prayer time, specifically for the things that are going on in this country, but also in Israel. We've seen the rise in anti-Semitism. Let's just pray together. Can I ask you to stand? Would that be appropriate? And I don't want to assume anything in this house. Is that okay to ask people to stand together? I just, something about praying together and standing together and join with me and just pray in the Spirit as we pray. Hallelujah. Father, there's just so many things on my heart right now, Lord God. And after just coming back from the land and loving the land and being with the people, Father, people that I saw, young men and women that I saw as preteens, and now there are young adults leading ministries in Israel. Father, with passion, to see the lost in Israel, the lost sheep of Israel, come to know the Jewish Messiah. Father, I am so encouraged by that. And as we brought so many from our congregation there, they were encouraged to see what you're doing in that land. And Father, we want to pray for the body of Messiah in that land. Lord, and I'm even reminded of Carolyn as we were having Shabbat dinner, and she was sharing about, she's an old hippie from the old days in America, moved to Israel, and she hitchhikes around the nation. She was picked up by an Orthodox rabbi outside of Tzfat. And they're talking, and she mentions the scripture out of Proverbs, "Do you know the name of my son?" And he stopped in his tracks, and he just said, "Wait a minute, God has a son." Father, you're doing something. You're opening the eyes of the Jewish people, those who are searching your word. And Father, I pray that you would reveal yourself in these days. Father, that as they look at their own scriptures, the ones that we read, the ones that they read, Lord, that they would see you, the Messiah, in there. And Father, as Bert prayed for Bibi, Father, I pray for him. I pray for his counselors and his cabinet. Father, I pray that as they're in the midst of not just thinking about the enemy that's at their borders and the enemies that within them, but also just how to run a nation, Father, I pray that they would cry out to the God of heaven and you would reveal yourself to them, Father. And Lord, for this nation, as we are in this battle, Lord God, and we have seen this, Father, where there's a man that was elected to a position and there has been just nothing but attack against him and those who he's chosen to be with him. And Father, as the body of Messiah, we join together and we lift up our administration. We lift up President Trump and Mike Pence and Father, the cabinet and the Congress. And Lord, I pray that righteousness would prevail in this land. Father, you awoken the church. You awoken your body. And Father, and that we would not fall asleep, but that we would strike while the iron is hot and continue to go to your throne room and reach out and say, Yeshua, Yeshua, intervene in the plans of this nation, in the purposes of this nation, Lord God. And Father, I pray that the body of Messiah, Jew and Gentile, would see where the ambushes are taking place and they would rise up to be the intercessors. And we would be the Mordecai standing at the gates and seeing what's going on and say, no, we will not allow that in this country. And Father, we will speak truth, not in anger, but in love. We will speak the truth and not fall back, not shy away from that. So Father, I pray that you would just invigorate the body of Messiah for these days that we're in, Lord God, not to shrink back and say, oh wow, we've got our man in power, let's just hang back. No, this is the time when we have to go forward. There is a war raging. Yes, the bullets aren't flying yet, but there is a war raging and we are called to be partakers in that. Lord, not observers on the sidelines saying, yes, go, you do this. God is saying to us, we're to be part of it. We're to walk in righteousness. We're to speak righteousness when we see iniquity, when we see injustice, when we see sin. We're to speak into that. And Father, I pray that as a body, we would be on fire for you. We would be on fire for righteousness during these days. Lord, we're needy. We are needy. And Father, we cry out to you and we say, fill us up, fill us up. I just want everybody to just say, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up with your Holy Spirit, with your Ruach HaKodesh. Lord, we're weak, but you are strong. We're poor, but you are rich. And Lord, we look to you for everything, Lord God. Lead us and guide us in these days. I pray this, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And from the noise of the wings shall be dressed, your truth shall be your
hallelujah.
We will not be afraid of the terror by night.
Amen.
Nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our sides, 10,000 at our right hand.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Kurra tata tata mesh. Because we have made the Lord, even the Most High, our habitation. There shall no evil befall us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, you will give your precious angels charge over us. They'll bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone. We shall tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, the dragon. Shall we trample on your feet? Because we have placed our love upon you. Therefore, you will deliver us. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 He is our strength and our shield. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Mark, why don't you come on up here? And as Pastor Mark is coming up here to pray, and these times are great, but if it's just these times, we're missing out. We need to be in that place of prayer, into that place of tabernacling with Him and crying out to Him on a daily basis, if not an hourly basis. We really need to be. Times are crucial. These are very, very, very serious times. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
You may be seated. Again, I want to echo the words of Rabbi Stu. Thank you, Rabbi Bill and Rabbi Bert, Congregation Roe Israel, for hosting such a great opportunity every month to come together and to pray for our nation, to pray for Israel, and to pray for the nations. It's truly an honor and a blessing to come together like this. And I do want to say that there is nothing more important than we can be doing than interceding like we are now. And that it shouldn't be once a month, but every day, day in and day out, day in and day out. We are a kingdom of priests to our God. And we are to intercede for the nations and for our neighbors and for our friends and for our family. And it's a great privilege to be a kingdom of priests unto our God. Hallelujah. I think it's also interesting that we are coming into this season of Purim, and you can see a rise of anti-Semitism in our nation. Just rising like the tide, just mounting everywhere we look. And, I don't think it's a coincidence. And even the words that Rabbi Stu shared in the book of Esther, and even Bert and what he had echoed earlier, it's an amazing thing to see that rise up. But know this, if Esther remained silent, God would have sent help from other people. And the good news is God is going to protect His people. And we have an opportunity to be like Esther and to speak out where we see the rise of anti-Semitism, to stand with the Jewish people and for the Jewish people. This is part of our calling. This is one of the reasons that God has granted to us His Spirit. And so stand we shall by the Spirit of God. And I believe this will be overthrown in our nation like it's been overthrown over and over again. For the kingdom of God is ever increasing, and the enemy's kingdom is being plundered. Hallelujah. I want to talk about giving honor where honor is due. Thinking of the previous administration, there was a lot of complaining and accusing and a lot of words that were spoken against him over the last 8 years. And now there's a new administration. And many of us are terribly upset at all of the allegations and all of the curses being spoken against him. And I think it's kind of odd that we're such or so alarmed at this. When I think back at the things we said and spoke against the previous administration, I think we as the people of God, we need to shift gears. We need to set a new pace and a new attitude and how we relate to authority. It doesn't matter whether that authority is good or bad. It doesn't matter if we agree with the authority. It's time to recognize that all authority comes from God. And to resist, to curse authority is really to curse God. And I know there's a fine line in what it means to submit to authority. But I think it's time that we take a hard look at that. Because we are the government. You and I are the government of this great country. And so it's up to us to make the difference on the grassroots level and let that bubble up and bubble out and bubble forth and change the nation. 1 Peter 2, 13 through 17. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bondslaves of God. Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Submit yourselves to every human institution. I want that to resonate deep within us tonight, that we are called to submit ourselves to every human institution. Why? For the Lord's sake. Yeshua says, for my sake. I want you to submit yourself to every institution for my sake. Yeshua did. Do you remember his interaction with Pontius Pilate? This pagan ruler who held in his hands the fate of Messiah. Yeshua did not ridicule him, did not belittle him, did not rebuke him. Yeshua submitted to him. And Yeshua said to him, your authority comes from God. And recognized that that authority came from God. Even with Caesar, Yeshua paid taxes. And I know a lot of us, we're pretty upset about paying our taxes, especially to a government that's persecuting us and turning their back on Israel. But make no mistake about it. We're called to honor and to respect and submit to authorities, whether we agree with the authorities or not, because these authorities come from God. Foolish men are confused about authority. All authority is from God. All authority is to be respected. All authority is to be honored. And all authority is to be obeyed, except when it violates the explicit commands of God. One example, Acts 5, 27 through 32. The disciples have been brought in. And they were out there preaching that Yeshua is Lord, the hope of Israel. And they were forbidden, of course, by the Sanhedrin to do this. And so they were brought in and questioned over this. And this is what took place. This is what happened. It says, when they had been brought in, they stood them before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, we gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name, and yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you had put to death by hanging him on a cross. He is the one whom God has exalted to his right hand as the prince and a savior to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses of these things. And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. They were submitted to their authorities. Even in their disobedience, they were submitted. Submission is an issue of the heart. It's an issue of respect and honor. That even when you have to disobey your authorities, you do so with honor. You do so with respect. And this is what I believe that God is calling each and every one of us to be and to do. You hear the rhetoric every day. You hear the media every day. You hear our leaders cursing one another. And we get caught up in the fray. I don't know about you. How many people have Facebook? A couple of you? What is wrong with you people? Come on. I finally got Facebook last year for the first time in my life, so I'm a latecomer too. But it's an amazing thing to listen or to read Facebook and everyone and what they say to one another and how they treat one another and what they say about leaders in our country. And I think to myself, it's one thing to disagree, but it's another thing to disagree and at the same time curse and dishonor those whom we disagree with. I believe that's got to change. We're the ones that are responsible to give honor, not the world, not those who do not know the Lord. We're different. So we may disagree with our authorities and even each other at times, but we must always do this with honor. Winston Churchill was at a dinner gala, and a woman came up to him who was one of his staunch opponents, and she said to him, "Mr. Churchill, if I was your wife, I'd put poison in your tea." He looked at her and he says, "Well, ma'am, if you were my wife, I'd drink that tea." And I think in that response, we have a great example of disagreeing, taking opposite positions, but to return the volley with a measure of honor. And I think we need to learn how to do that. So in conclusion, I want to say that we must respectfully and honorably disobey authorities when they ask or command us to violate the explicit commands of Scripture, to do it with honor. If we treat them with dishonor and treat them with disrespect in our disagreements or disobedience, we disrespect and dishonor God Himself. Submission is an issue of the heart. Obedience is action or behavior. In all of our behavior and actions, we are to demonstrate and show respect and thus exalt and honor the Messiah. If you have been disrespectful in the past, and I have, let's repent. Let's ask God for forgiveness and a new start to show honor where honor is due, to parents, to teachers, to law enforcement, to our leaders, to those that we disagree with, to show honor and respect where that is due. Let's commit ourselves to being men and women of honor. This is who we are in the Messiah. So let's be honorable. In this, we will release blessing to each other and to ourselves. Let's pray. Father, we just come under your order and your authority and recognize that all authority comes from you. And we pray, Father, that in this time of great, great turmoil and great division in our land, in which the issues are so, so polar opposite, we find ourselves on different sides, full of passion. We pray, Father, you do a work of your Spirit within us to show us the bigger picture, to teach us how to speak the truth, and has already been stated, to do that in love, to do it with honor, to do it with respect, to stand our ground, but to do so in a way that doesn't demean those on the other side. I pray that we would gather, that we would rebuild, that we would just shore up these relationships that have broken down. And I pray, Father, that you would help us to lead our communities back to you, to lead our cities and our states back to you, to lead the nation back to you, O God. And I pray that even with this rise of anti-Semitism that's all around us as well, that you would give us the courage to take a stand and say no, not in this country. We say no, to take a stand with the Jewish people in practical ways, to pray and lift them up every day, to speak out the love of God that's for them, to take upon ourselves the burden of protecting them. We pray a blessing on Israel. We bless the Jewish people, O God. We thank you that you have grafted us in and made us to participate in the commonwealth of Israel. We pray that we would be that light on the nation and that we would take a stand in a way that encourages Jewish people throughout the United States and throughout the world. We pray, God, come. pour out your spirit, send revival, give us unity in your spirit, bring us together, and cause our lights to shine like never before. Forgive us for the times that we have shown disrespect to those in authority over us. Teach us, O Lord, like your Son, to give honor and respect even to those who in authority do not know you, that we might win them and gain their favor and bring them into your kingdom. We love you, Lord. We bless you. Watch over us. Pour out upon us the spirit of intercession. We love you. We bless you. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen.